father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. I was just reading this article about how two-thirds of U.S. workers rely on side hustles.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
There's many reasons for that. There's job security, feelings about job security.
Yeah, it's always nice having just like a little backup income just in case, or just a little something extra to have at the end of the month.
A fear of AI. That's why people are out there looking for side hustles. Also, just because people feel like their pay has fallen behind inflation. I can understand all of that.
I actually went back yesterday and I looked at the rent for my apartments when I was living in Kent a decade plus ago, just to see how much like the prices increased. And yeah, wages are not keeping up.
That's interesting.
It has gone up. My rent in the apartment that I had in Kent has gone up $500 since I was there. And it's not renovated. It's nothing is different. It's just gone up $500, which I thought it was going to be worse. But still, I'm like, that's yikes.
And what year was that?
That would have been, for that apartment, it would have been 2014, 2015.
Interesting. Okay. I can remember my rent from the last time when I lived in Lakewood when I was single. And I had a roommate. We had a two-bedroom apartment in Lakewood for $600.
Wow. That's a steal.
I'd love to know what a two-bedroom apartment, because it was the bottom of a duplex. It was a house. So there was a two-bedroom on the bottom.
I mean, like, because I can tell you.
It's over $1,000, right?
When Bryce and I moved back to Cleveland, my first place I wanted to go was Lakewood. So we were looking at those duplexes, one bedrooms, two bedrooms, about $1,200-ish.
I was thinking about side hustles this morning because I have a side hustle. I don't talk about it on the show a lot, but I've been doing PA announcing for area high schools.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been doing a lot of work lately in Avon Lake.
Basketball?
Basketball, girls basketball last night. And I'm very excited about the opportunity, and I'm happy to do it. I have a lot of fun doing it. Except I know that when I do a basketball game or whatever sporting event on a school night, whenever I have, whenever we're doing the radio show, I notice my body starts shutting down. At a certain point.
Like during the night, during the game?
Right, during the game. It's usually right around halftime, third quarter. And then I look at the clock and I'm like, you know, I'm starting to, my body wants to go to sleep. And I'm looking at the clock and it's like 8 o'clock. We're only in the third, fourth quarter.
You can't have another cup of coffee or anything.
And then I'm pretty sure last night, because it's the Avon Lake Shore Gals, I'm pretty sure at some point I called them the Showgirls.
Well, hopefully they're Taylor Swift fans.
So, yeah, my side hustle might be hurting me a little bit. But it's okay. I've got extra large amount of coffee this morning.
So, well, he should be ready to go for anything later today then.
I hope so. Let's have a good show today. It's the Q Morning Show. Let's go to North Olmsted and talk to Kayla. Kayla, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Share your good vibe with us.
So I just, right before the holidays, got engaged.
Yeah!
What?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. He is such a good man. And just like, he picked out the most gorgeous ring.
Oh,
like,
he picked it himself.
He did. He really did. He surprised me.
Did you know it was coming? Did you know the proposal was coming on the night that it came?
No, I knew that he had purchased a ring, and he had told me it probably wasn't going to be for a little bit because he didn't have the money to pay it off yet. So okay. I was like, okay, so I was not at all anticipating it.
Okay, so now the question is, are you going to be a 2026 bride?
Oh, probably not. I just feel like I don't want to stress like planning this wedding. So we're just going to take it easy and just like go slow. Cause I'm not gonna say no, but I'm not gonna say yes. You know, I don't know how long it's going to take to plan.
Well, yeah, I think that's a good plan though. Cause the worst part about weddings to me is when you put all the planning in and then like the bride and groom don't even look like they're having any fun. They're not even getting to enjoy it cause they're just stressed. So make sure that you can enjoy the day, give yourself plenty of time.
Exactly. And like, I mean, it's not going to be like some huge event. Like, it's going to be like really nice friends and family, but like something just like I have to plan it. So it's going to take a little while.
Incredible news, Kayla.
Thank you.
Where did it happen? Just set the scene for us real quick.
We had just gotten done eating dinner. It was in our house. And okay. It just was like I had stepped out of the room and then he was like, Kayla. And I was like, what? And he's like, can you come here and help me with something? I'm like, okay. And I walked into the room and he was on one knee with the ring. I was like, oh my God.
Love it.
I'm so happy for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Kayla's getting married, everyone.
Woo!
Thanks for sharing the good vibe.
Thank you.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. So the other night, Kesha and Flo Rida were in Vegas together for an event, and they went up on stage and they performed Right Round together. Here's a little bit of that.
Oh, feels like 2009 all over again.
That was 17 years ago.
I was reading this morning. Did you know that's the first time they've ever performed that together live?
I guess I believe that.
Yeah, I was reading Flo Rida had posted that it spent 6 weeks at number one, but that's the first time they've ever done it live together.
So the reason they were in Vegas was for CES, which is that like a tech conference that's going on in
Vegas?
Yeah,
it's the Consumer Electronics Show, which sounds painfully boring. But there's some really like weird technology being unveiled this week. I can't imagine becoming a part of our daily lives. Do you want to hear about some of them?
Yeah. What kind of tech are they introducing?
Okay. So we've got some AI powered hair clippers.
No. Right?
Right?
Like, no.
I haven't even told you how they work. You choose a hairstyle in the app. Like you can do like crew cut, side part. And the blade, I guess, automatically adjusts while you use it. That feels like a lot of trust, though, to put in AI.
Absolutely. If I'm not getting into a car without a human behind the wheel, I'm certainly not.
Not letting them take some clippers to your head.
No. Although, for me, it's not an issue anymore.
Well, still.
There is no more hair to cut.
In that same vein, we also have an AI-powered makeup mirror to help you do your makeup. Not totally sure how that one works.
Like, did a mirror need to be improved upon?
Yeah, like, I don't think so.
Do we need to add technology to a mirror?
Okay, you're going to ask yourself that question with every single one of these things, though. By the way, just so you know, this one actually is useful, though, I think. A portable food allergy detector.
I could see how that would be absolutely beneficial.
You never know about cross-contamination. And sometimes it's hard for waitresses and serving staff to know what's in everything.
Right.
Especially when people are allergic to like certain peanut oils and soybeans and there's a bunch of allergies.
No, I could absolutely see how that would be a helpful product.
A robot vacuum that climbs stairs.
Okay. Why? Why do you need it to climb the stairs?
Well, we already have robot vacuums, but they can't take the stairs.
Like if you don't want to carry it upstairs?
Well, I guess, yeah.
Or you want it to work the stairs. Is it vacuuming the stairs?
I'm not sure, actually. It's a really good question. But either way, it would go between floors, which it can't do right now.
Okay.
And this one, I think, is probably the craziest one. It's a lollipop. It's a brand called Lollipop Star, and they have lollipops that play music when you bite down on them, but you can only hear the music in your head. It uses bone conduction technology. And each flavor is going to play a different song. They're going to cost $9 a piece.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
I don't get it.
It feels like that company just said, you know what? We're going to CES. We need something.
We need to have like, something. A lollipop that plays music in your brain? Sure.
Does anybody have an idea? It doesn't matter.
This guy's been sitting on this for years, and he's like, it's my time to shine. Let's do this.
It might be new technology. It doesn't mean that we needed it or if it's good.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Q104. You've got the Q Morning Show. We are ready to hash it out this morning. Larissa wants to hash something out with her mom, so I understand.
Ooh.
So let's talk to Larissa first. Larissa, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on? What's the problem you have with your mom?
Okay, so my mom decided to make our Christmas cards this year using AI. Not just a filter.
Mm.
No, she fully AI generated my entire family. Me, my sister, my brother, my dad, even our dog.
She even got the dog!
Even the dog.
Whoa, okay.
Not only did she send out physical cards with this AI slop on it to our friends, family, and who knows who else, but she also posted it on Facebook, of course.
Yeah, of course.
So now anyone who wasn't lucky enough to receive a copy of it in the mail will get to see it forever on Facebook.
Mm.
So I'm detecting from your tone that you were not a fan of the Christmas card.
She didn't ask any of us, not once. She just used our faces, turned them into some weird AI people that barely look like us, and posted it for the world to see. It just feels invasive and honestly kind of offensive.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't like that.
You sound angry.
Oh, I am.
Are we able to see this picture, Larissa? Your AI-generated Christmas card?
Yeah, I am very curious.
I mean, I guess. It's already all over the internet, so I might as well send it to you.
Okay, we'll work on that. And we're going to talk to your mom. What's your mom's name?
Deborah.
Okay, so we'll bring in Deborah next. You can confront your mom about the Christmas card, which I guess you've already confronted her anyway, but not so we could hear. So let's do that next, okay?
Okay.
I'm excited to get into this.
Hash it out next, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. We're in the middle of Hash It Out. Larissa is very upset with her mom's choice of the family Christmas card this year. It was an AI-generated Christmas card, which we should be able to see in a second. Right, Alyssa?
Yeah, she just sent it to us.
Okay.
Larissa, do you mind if I post this photo? It's so AI generated. I feel like you can't even tell. You can't even tell who's who anyways.
Might as well.
Okay. I'm going to post it on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show.
Okay. I can't wait to see it. But without further ado, let's bring in your mom, Deborah. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning.
So, a little snafu with the Christmas card this year.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even believe she's calling in to talk about this with you guys. Christmas is so over already, and she's calling in complaining about this stupid card.
You turned us into AI strangers. It's weird.
No, it's not weird. And next, I thought you'd kind of be impressed that I knew how to learn some technology. I thought you'd be proud of me. But, I mean, everybody thought it was cute. All the comments were so nice.
Okay, but it wasn't us. You didn't even ask us if you could use our faces.
Do you think I have to ask permission for pictures of my family? What am I supposed to use a consent form to ask you for a picture of you and if I can use something to make a Christmas card?
Oh my gosh, Mom, you're totally not getting what I'm saying.
I'm so conflicted here.
Really?
I really am.
I just thought I was doing something cute.
You know, what you just said, Deborah, I'm surprised the roles aren't reversed here.
Like, what?
I'm surprised that Larissa wasn't the one that came up with the AI Christmas card. And Mom was offended.
Oh,
you know?
I'm not surprised at that at all. I mean, Larissa, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't really think that, like, the Gen Z millennials are loving the AI stuff.
It's more of an older generation thing that are getting kind of, you know, taken by the fake photos and such.
A little bit duped.
We're just learning these new tools. I can see a video if it's fake or real, and Mom will send me a video of a dog saving a toddler, and it's not real.
Yeah, it's terrible. I'm looking at your family Christmas card right now. It's awful.
Terrible.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Deborah,
it's pretty bad.
I'm proud of that.
I'm sorry, Deborah. It's bad.
Deborah, bad choice.
No, I thought it was good. My friends thought it was good.
I think the real question here, though, is can you do this? Like, the Christmas card is out. It's on Facebook.
Yeah,
it's done.
Over.
But, like, can you use people's face without asking them?
Well, she can use Larissa's.
Can you?
Yeah, that's my daughter. That's my daughter.
Yeah, you made her.
Yes, exactly. And my son and the other daughter.
And now her face is in an AI bot.
Well, what do you think? There's legalities here? Do you think?
Yeah, I feel like there's something legality.
It feels like an invasion of privacy for sure.
Are you good?
Though, if you put your picture on Instagram and Facebook and other social media outworks, can't Meta or something do something with that?
Great questions.
216-474-0104. I think there's a lot to hash out here. Your call's next, the Q Morning Show. OMG, I love that song.
Throwback.
Group Love, Tongue Tied.
From the millennial optimism era.
The 7:30 banging this morning. The Q Morning Show. All right, here's what's going on. We're hashing it out. Larissa and her mom. What's her mom? Deborah.
Deborah.
Larissa and Deborah. Deborah took it upon herself to create the family Christmas card this year. And instead of, maybe Deborah was tired of trying to get the whole family together at one time to take a professional picture. So she's
trying to what is that? Rally cats or?
Yeah.
I forget what the saying is.
So she created her own family Christmas card using artificial intelligence. And that's what she sent out to the family and friends and posted on Facebook. And Larissa saw it and she's mortified.
If you haven't seen it at the Q Morning Show on Instagram, it's pretty bad. The dog's eyes have no soul.
Nick in Brecksville, good morning.
Good morning.
Your thoughts when you heard Hash It Out?
I mean, good for Deborah, and Larissa's got to chill out. I mean, she learned how to use AI. At least she didn't post an actually bad picture. It could have been like an actual terrible picture of Larissa.
So Larissa should be proud of her mom for using AI, is what you're saying?
And thankful that she didn't use a real bad pic.
Exactly. I have middle school girls who were in the car, and they were like, oh, Larissa's unreasonable. So I think that says it all.
Well, Larissa's like talking about like how this could be illegal somehow, and it's like, what are you going to do, Larissa? Are you going to sue your mom?
No, I mean, like, I do understand what she's saying. Obviously, you're not going to sue your mom, but I think that there are definitely some questions about AI that we don't have answers to yet. What are the legalities there? Can you do that?
Well, I think it depends on what context we're talking about.
And what you're doing, right.
Right. Rachel in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you on a particular side here for Hash It Out?
I'm on Larissa's side. I don't like the AI. I can't stand it. And it's a bad picture anyway, so you should be upset.
Yeah, that picture, man, that's what really does it for me. It's so, to me, it looks so clearly AI generated. Why are all of their mouths, like, kind of open? Like, I don't know. It's just freaking me out. Like,
Rachel, I don't know if you had the same reaction that I did, but I was surprised that Deborah looked at that picture and said, oh, this is the one. Like, you would think,
right.
That, I would just think that the mom would want more of a realistic, I would think the mom would be the one offended
right.
by this.
I'm surprised that,
me too.
She would see, like, herself, the mom, with the, like, plaid scarf and her husband in a matching plaid scarf and be like, yeah, like, people will think that's legit and, like, real. There's no way. It does not look real.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't like the AI at all because it keeps tricking me with their little stories about, I was on the school bus or whatever, and I get sucked in, and then I'm mad.
I'm to the
so
point
I agree
now,
with Larissa that AI sucks.
If I'm going through my stories on IG and one of those videos comes up, I block the creator, like, immediately.
Yeah.
I block because I don't want to see any more of their stuff. Like, I've used AI videos for this show before, but I use it ironically because
right.
I think they're terrible.
Yeah, you made one the other day for us coming back to work. I didn't like that. I didn't tell you that, but I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either. It's
awful.
It made
me really uncomfy. Like,
yes, that was the whole point of it. That was the whole point of it. It's terrible. The Q Morning Show, Q104. The Q Morning Show. I was on the sales side of our building yesterday, and some of the salespeople were marveling at the fact that I'm walking around on my own 2 feet.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know, I fractured my ankle right before Thanksgiving. You know what I was thinking about is I broke my ankle the Monday before Thanksgiving. And can you imagine how much I've been eating since then? Through Thanksgiving, through the holidays. And I have not done any physical exercise. I don't even want to get on the scale right now.
Don't.
Well, I'm going to eventually have to, and I need to start slimming down because we have Cupid's Undie Run coming up
That's right.
Less than a month now, on Saturday, February 7th, we're going to be at the Draft Room.
I'm so excited for this.
The Draft Room at Huntington Bank Field again. That's where the Browns play.
Mm-hmm.
And registration is open right now for you, for your friends, for your coworkers, if you want to help us raise money to help fight NF, which we do every single year. And all of the information is on our website right now, Q104.com. Go there, find the link, and you can sign up. And I'll give you a promo code, too. You can use a promo code to get 20% off. The promo code is CHEEKS.
CHEEKS!
CHEEKS.
Oh, I love it. If you've never done Cupid's Undie Run, it's just like a 1 mile-ish run. Nothing intense. And then it's like a big day drinking party afterward.
That's the part. Like, someone asked me downstairs in the sales office, they said, are you going to do the, now you can do the mile run. And I'm like, no, I wouldn't even do that if both my feet were working.
No.
I haven't. The past few years, I don't go out and run. I just stay inside. I let everybody else run and then.
But you better believe
that.
I was cheering for every single person when they walked back in the door from the cold.
Sure.
I'll do that.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We will do that next in about 10 minutes. We need someone to play. 216-474-0104. We are giving away Bill and Alyssa official coffee mugs all this week. 216-474-0104. Just take on Alyssa in some trivia. Next on the Q Morning Show. Stacy in Chippewa Lake. Good morning.
Good morning.
Stacy's going to try to take down Alyssa in Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Whoever answers the most trivia questions correctly will win the game. Stacy, do you feel confident today?
No, I don't.
Okay. That's the attitude I'm looking for going into question number one. Later this year, blank will bring May flowers.
April flowers.
Question two, the star of the movie Kill Bill also the name of a Fall Out Boy song?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Question three, the name of the author who wrote the books titled A Series of Unfortunate Events.
I don't know that one either.
Let's see how you do with question four. He starred in the NBC TV show Community. You may also know him as Childish Gambino.
Mm. It's right there. This is very difficult to do when you're on the spot. I'm going to say pass.
Final question. Founded by a Columbia dancer in 2001, this is the largest fitness program in the world.
Zumba? I have no idea.
Stacy, how many do you think you got correct there?
One.
You actually got two.
Oh, wow. Surprise.
Let's see how Alyssa does. We'll bring her back into the studio to continue Alyssa's College of Knowledge next on the Q Morning Show. Alyssa Rose is back in the studio. We're playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's Q104. Stacy in Chippewa Lake is playing against you today, Alyssa.
Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Stacy just went 2 for 5.
Not bad.
Yeah. Not very good.
Oh, not bad. Let's just leave it there.
She wasn't confident going in, and it was a self-fulfilled prophecy because, yeah, she only got the two today. But these might be really tough questions.
Well, let's see.
Question number one. Later this year, blank will bring May flowers.
April showers.
Question two. The star of the movie series Kill Bill, also the name of a Fall Out Boy song.
Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman is correct. The name of the author who wrote the books titled A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Lemony Snicket.
I did not think you would know that one.
Oh, come on. I'm a 90s kid.
Question four. He starred in the NBC TV show Community. You may also know him as Childish Gambino.
Donald Glover.
That is correct as well. She might go 5 for 5 here, Stacey.
Good for her. I hope she does.
Founded by a Colombian dancer in 2001, this is the largest fitness program in the world.
Zumba?
Zumba's correct.
Nice.
I didn't think you would know that one either.
That was a guess.
That was a good guess.
Stacy goes 2 for 5. Alyssa gets all 5 to win the game today.
Woo! Good game, Stacy.
Good game.
Thank you, Stacy. We hope you'll try again someday.
I will. My name is Stacy, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104, Bill and Alyssa. So Alyssa's big gift from her husband, Bryce, on Christmas was an Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
How is life with the Apple Watch these days? Is it still yelling at you?
Yeah. We're working through some growing pains in the beginning parts of our relationship, me and the Apple Watch. I actually just last night had to go into my notifications and like turn some stuff off.
So you were telling me earlier in the week that the Apple Watch was telling you to stand up.
Yeah, so that was the thing that it's been giving me since I got it, because especially like the week between Christmas and New Year's, nobody does anything.
Is that because the Apple Watch wants you to get steps in or something like that?
So I was looking last night to see like why it keeps telling me to do that. If you're sitting for like 50 minutes, it'll tell you to stand up. So it's kind of just like a timer. If it can tell that you haven't stood in almost an hour, it's going to tell you to get up.
Okay.
But I'm working. Can you like leave me be? It's also done that while I'm sleeping. So, or trying to go to sleep. So I'm like, there's a time and place for everything, Apple.
Shouldn't the Apple Watch know that you're sleeping?
Well, you can set up like a sleep mode, but I don't like that because then all my calls and texts get silenced, and I don't like it when my stuff gets silenced.
What if someone is trying to call or text you while you're sleeping? Don't you want it to be silenced?
No.
Why?
Because what if it's an emergency?
You think it might be an emergency?
I want to wake up. Yeah. But I don't want it to tell me to stand up while I'm trying to lay down and go to sleep.
Okay.
The latest thing it's been yelling at me about, though, this just happened, I think, like on Tuesday, driving home from work. I didn't even know this was a thing. Listening to my music, jamming out on the road. And my Apple Watch just starts buzzing. And I'm like, what? And it's like, your music. It's too loud. The decibels. Turn them down. You're going to have hearing loss if you stay at this level of music for more than 30 minutes. And I'm like, dude, I've been doing this my whole life. You need to chill.
Yeah. What in the world?
What a party pooper. I'm like, I do love the Apple Watch. I really don't have genuine complaints, but it feels like...
I don't think you two are compatible at all.
I think we will be. That's why I said we have some growing pains. We've got some learning to do about one another. I'm like, you don't know me well enough yet to be yelling at me to turn my music down. I've been listening to my music this loud since I got my license.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the latest with it. But I do like it. I think you would actually like one, too.
I don't think that I can handle it. I didn't realize that you could label your alarms inside my iPhone. I have enough trouble with my iPhone. Thank you very much.
Maybe you're not ready for that.
I don't need...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Apple Watch. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So over the holidays, Alyssa and I had some time off, able to do whatever we wanted to do, hang around the house mostly.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I did.
But Alyssa's also using this opportunity to do some end of the year. Let's clean the house up a little bit.
Yeah, start fresh, 2026. I honestly started cleaning actually on New Year's Eve because we didn't have any plans. The weather sucked. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm just going to get going on this. So I started cleaning house New Year's Eve and I like just finished up the other night.
And you're getting rid of stuff?
Yeah, I've been getting rid of stuff, going through my closet. And here's what always kills me though when I do this. Because I go through and I'll clean stuff out maybe like twice a year. Okay. I'm very good about like going through and getting rid of, especially from living in apartments up until... You know, recently, you have to be diligent because you don't have that much space.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going through stuff and I always come across things that it's like, I don't want to get rid of it because what if I need it? Like in the future, I might use it. Mm. Like for instance, like I do this with shoes, like dresses or like fancy clothes. I don't have anywhere to wear those like ever. But I always think like, well, what if I do need a nice pair of heels? What if I do need a nice pair of heeled boots and then I end up with like 5-6 pairs of heels that I'm never going to wear? But
that's definitely a girl thing, right? Because
yeah.
With me, I mean, I have a couple of pairs of tennis shoes. I have the same brown dress shoes that I've had for God knows how long, the same black dress shoes.
Yeah.
But I don't. Now, what is it? What is it with girls? Is it because the shoes go out of style? Like it's, oh, this was a 2018 shoe. I can't wear that today.
I mean, sometimes it's that. Sometimes it's not even that the style is out. Maybe you just don't even like it anymore. Or it doesn't match what you're wearing anymore, like your style these days. But it happens with my husband, too, because I came across something. And it's actually one of those things that has driven me nuts for a long time. He has this grabber. I don't know how else to describe it. But this was one of the items that I tried to get rid of. He won it at Dave & Buster's with tickets. But it's like, it has like a handle and you squeeze the handle and it has a claw at the bottom and it'll clamp.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, and it's just like junky plastic. And that was like one of the things that I'm like, we can get rid of this, right? He was like, no. Like, stops me. I'm like, dude, what? And he was like, well, what? We've used it before. And I'm like, okay. What? Not in a long time. We grabbed something behind the couch with it like 3 years ago. And so now he's like, well, what if that happens again? And I'm like, okay, I think we'll figure it out. Like, we don't need to keep this thing that we've just been lugging around.
What if either you or Bryce, I mean, God forbid, but what if you break your ankle and you find out you're laid up on the couch and you need to grab stuff? Having the grabber might come in handy.
It barely even grabs things well. No. Like, at least get a better one off of, like, Amazon. Like, I have nicer ones for actually, like, going to pick up trash. Those work well. But the one that he has is just a toy junk. But he will not get rid of it. So, I'm like, I know that we are not the only ones to do this. Everybody has these things in their home that you keep just in case.
216-474-0104. What is that item for you?
Or maybe your significant other.
Yeah.
Just in your house. You cannot seem to get rid of this thing.
Yeah, you don't want it there. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. We're talking about things that you keep just in case. Or maybe it's the item that someone else in your house, they're keeping it.
And you're like, why?
You wish they'd get rid of it. Bailey in Painesville, good morning.
Good morning.
What is that item for you, Bailey? What do you keep just in case?
I went to college like 5 years ago, maybe even longer now, and I didn't graduate my program, and I've kept all my books and all of my notes just in case that day comes along where I'm going to go back to school.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think that's too outrageous,
no,
though.
I don't think that, well, one, because books are so expensive, so.
I think that's like my biggest thing is like I know how much I paid for them. So I don't want to get rid of them, but I have no use for them.
Right, but you didn't finish, Bailey. What if you do go back?
Well, I mean, I have a career job now, so I don't think I'm going to. But, I mean, hey, I could one day.
I mean, I could even make an argument, though, that like even if you did finish, because I've kept a lot of my school papers, too. And it's like I'm so far out. I know I will never refer back to them, but maybe. Like, maybe there's information in there that I'll need one day.
I did the same thing, and I really have no idea why. I kept all of my textbooks. Back in Ken, and they still do this, you could sell them again. Like, after you purchase them, then you can sell them back. But the ones that I couldn't, I kept along with, but I just kept it in a box, but I would keep it. I kept it at my parents' house. So they're the ones that
have to deal with it.
Right.
My stuff, all my school papers are at my Papa Nana's. So it's their problem, not mine.
Yeah. Well, I think one day my parents were just like, either they asked me or they just threw it away on their own. I'm not sure.
Oh, no. I've gotten in like arguments with my pap about this. Oh. He's like, why can't we throw these away? I'm like, no. They have my doodles from high school. Don't you dare.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. A text comes in. I keep clothes that don't fit. One day I might exercise.
Hey, manifest it.
Same.
You never know.
I have so many. I have t-shirts. I have pants that the t-shirt just doesn't fit right anymore. You know, that's what drives me crazy about clothes is I'm wearing a large t-shirt and it fits fine. And then I have another large t-shirt that's too tight. It hugs my body too much. But then I'm like, I'm not going to get rid of it because I might lose this weight. It might fit again.
Right. That's where I will put clothes away. Like if they're out of style but I really love the piece or if it doesn't fit quite right anymore, I'll keep it, but I will put it away and maybe revisit it in a year or two.
Connor's in Avon. Connor, good morning.
Good morning.
So what item do you keep around for just in case.
Okay, I know this sounds ridiculous. I also know I have some supporters out there, but I have a really, really hard time getting rid of chargers. My wife gets on me about it. I got a whole drawer and like, and also a briefcase kind of dedicated to it. And it's wads of cords. They're tangled. It makes sense in my brain.
Okay. Well, when you say chargers, you mean like chargers for phones, like electronics, like all the cords?
Phones, electronics. I think there's some like Atari ones even.
Oh my God.
Someone comes over with an Atari. I'm ready to go.
Not totally unusual. I've got the same thing up in my office. It's I have a basket of wires.
Yeah, I think we have a trunk.
Yeah.
We have a trunk
of wires.
Yeah, you're a man of my heart. So listen, as crazy as this sounds, though, like there's evidence that this has worked. A few months ago, my wife found her old iPod from high school, and when we were going through our boxes and stuff, and she said, I would love to know what's on here. Well, guess what knight in shining armor saved the day with a tangled up, slightly frayed pin cord from 2006?
So your wife could listen to her iPod?
Yes, and she did. We charged it up, and there's some humdingers on there.
Oh, man. I'm sure there was like some treasures from LimeWire on there.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, there was lists. That were like certain playlists and stuff. And
oh, how fun though. You might not find uses for those more than once a year, but like that once a year, if someone needs a charger, you got them.
Yeah, no one was ripping on the cord stash then, were they?
No.
Thank you, Connor. Thank you for listening to us.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for listening to me.
Kelly in Lakewood is in the hot seat for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
I have 5 trivia questions right here. I'm going to ask you the questions. Then Alyssa's going to come back in the studio to answer the same exact questions. Whoever gets the most right will win the game. If it's a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Kelly?
I'm ready.
If I order pie a la mode, what will it come with?
Ice cream.
Question 2. You may have had this toy when you were younger. A light box with colored plastic pegs where you can create a lit picture.
Light bright.
Question 3. What is the name of the long-running TV show where in the pilot, a surgical intern has a one-night stand with her boss?
Grey's Anatomy.
Question 4. She is the ruler of the Mushroom Kingdom and frequently kidnapped by Bowser.
Princess Peach.
Final question. Name the actor who played Don Draper on the AMC drama Mad Men.
John Hamm.
Kelly, is this your first time playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge?
It is.
You might be the first contestant playing for the first time to go 5 for 5.
I can't even believe it.
That's amazing.
I'm amazed.
Kelly might get the upset over Alyssa. Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next on the Q Morning Show. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa has returned to the studio. Alyssa, I have good news and I have bad news.
Oh boy, what do we got?
The bad news, you're going to lose Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
What? You're calling that now?
The good news, Kelly in Lakewood, who's playing for the first time, by the way, just went 5 for 5.
Dang. Good job.
Thank you.
So Alyssa needs all 5 of these questions correct just to tie Kelly and avoid the loss. I'm not going to score you through this. I'm just going to ask you all 5 questions. We will tally it up at the end. Question number 1. If I order pie a la mode, what will it come with?
Ice cream.
You may have had this toy when you were younger, a light box with colored plastic pegs where you can create a lit picture.
Light bright.
What is the name of the long-running TV show where in the pilot, a surgical intern has a one-night stand with her boss?
Scrubs.
Question 4. She is the ruler of the Mushroom Kingdom and frequently kidnapped by Bowser.
Princess Peach.
Final question. Name the actor who played Don Draper on the AMC drama Mad Men.
Oh my God. George Clooney. I don't know.
If you order pie a la mode, it comes with ice cream.
Yep.
The light box with the colored pegs, that's light bright.
Yep.
Princess Peach is the ruler of the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yep.
The TV show where the intern has the one-night stand with her boss, that was Grey's Anatomy. And John Hamm played Don Draper on Mad Men.
Well, you were right. I lost.
Kelly from Lakewood,
yes.
The rookie of Alyssa's College of Knowledge, has just upset Alyssa 5-3. Amazing job, Kelly.
Thank you.
Nice work.
So we're going to send you some coffee mugs, also an official Bill and Alyssa pennant, and a diploma to show everybody that you won.
I'm so excited. My name is Kelly, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.